Good evening and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is April 18th, 2024. U.S. equities finished mostly lower in Thursday trading, ending near worst levels. The market was unable to sustain an early bounce attempt, and the S&P logged its fifth straight decline, its longest streak since October. The Dow finished up 0.04%, S&P 500 finished down 0.23%, NASDAQ down 0.52%, and the Russell 2000 down 0.25%. Laggards included semis, software, casinos, refiners, hospitals, medtech, and asset managers. Big tech was mixed, with Tesla down for a fifth straight day, but Meta better. Today's outperformers included managed care, airlines, rails, insurers, REITs, media, credit cards, exchanges, banks, and China tech. Treasuries were weaker across the curve, adding to the week's big yield backup. The two-year came very near crossing above 5% for the first time since November. The dollar index was up 0.2%, gold finished up 0.4%, Bitcoin futures were up 3.9% but still sharply down for the week, and WTI crude settled down 0.1%. For the second straight day, the market's bounce attempt ran out of gas, though not much behind today's weakness, with rates the easiest excuse as the two-year is back near year-to-date highs. Recent negative tone has been driven by hawkish repricing of Fed rate cut expectations, with the first of two 2024 cuts not seen now until September, amid strong economic data, sticky inflation, and consistent higher-for-longer Fed speak. AI has also continued to be flagged as a tailwind. Investors are also watching geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, though oil has eased amid hopes for a limited Israel-Iran escalation. Volatility has been increasing alongside, with VIX near a six-month high. The upside narrative is pinned on deeply oversold conditions. Bespoke noted more than 46% of S&P constituents are currently oversold versus just 6% overbought, and constituents above their 50-day moving average fell down to just 28% from recent highs of 84% on March 27th. A strong economy is also seen as preventing a bigger drawdown, with the latest signals of resilience seen in today's economic data and positive signaling from the latest batch of earnings. In macro news, the April Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index notably improved month over month, hitting its highest level since April 2022, while employment remained in contraction. Initial jobless claims came in below consensus, and continuing claims were largely in line. March existing home sales moved lower, but less than forecast, after a sharp February increase. Some Fed speak in focus, though no big change to rate outlook, with New York's Williams saying there's no urgency to shift rates, though he also added that further hikes are possible if the data warrants. Bostic reiterated expectations for a possible cut later in the year, though the Fed could stay on hold if the labor market is solid. Overnight, Mester said she thinks the Fed should be watching and waiting before acting, while Bowman raised some questions about whether the policy was sufficiently restrictive. In corporate news, Micron Technology was helped by a $6.1 billion federal grant award. Planet Fitness named Colleen Keating as its new CEO. Boeing revealed plans to bring flying cars to Asia by 2030, and Meta released its Llama 3 AI model to be integrated into a number of the company's software and hardware. However, much of today's corporate news is centered around earnings. Badger Meter was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 16.7% off of its Q1 earnings and revenue beat. Genuine Parts, which finished up 11.2%, saw a Q1 EPS beat but a revenue miss and raised its FY EPS guidance. Taiwan Semiconductor beat and guided above, highlighting demand strength, particularly for AI-related data center applications, though it cautioned on macro-related demand risks. Elevance Health was helped by better-than-expected MLR and raised FY guidance. CSX results were a touch better, noting profitability supported by pricing and improving efficiencies. D.R. Horton reported strong demand and closing trends and also raised FY guidance. Las Vegas Sands was today's biggest decliner, finishing down 8.7%. The company posted a slight beat, though there was some focus on weaker Macau results. Equifax, which finished down 8.5%, saw revenue a touch light and Q2 guidance disappointed. Alcoa EPS light and Synovus Financial NII missed and credit metrics were weaker. Tomorrow pre-open brings several earnings reporters, including American Express, Fifth Third, Huntington Bankshares, Procter & Gamble, Regions Financial, and SLB. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening and have a good night.